data, showing you the 1 year versus observation arms of this study, and a clear reduction in risk of relapse. The initial hazard ratio was about 0.5, and this may have been slightly weakened by some of that crossover. So again, because of the crossover, we can't be 100% certain quite how effective the treatment is. It's at least as good as that. And HER2-positive patients who relapse are very expensive people to look after, because you put them on Herceptin, and if it works, you keep them on it for months and months or even years. I've got somebody on it who's been on it for 10 years now. So it makes, even though this stuff is £20,000 a shot, it makes health economic sense to use it in the adjuvant context. Now.